The From the Hip Podcast presents the Ice Storm Trilogy. And now, here's part three.
This could be the final episode on this marathon-like podcasting day here as I continue my early morning Sunday walk. Listen to the birds. Love that sound. Not sure how this is going to pick it up on the recording, but there's that very specific sound that this bird makes. And it's very Northern Ontario region-like. We, for many years, had a resort, camp and resort, where my parents and the partners would taking Americans and other Canadians into. We had cottages, campground, boat rentals, all that. And we'd spend a lot of time out there. We're talking my high school years. And that was a very specific sound to the forest. Something's about the forest, eh? You could get a very close approximation with some of these recordings out there, relaxation recordings, but being in the forest, the total package, something you end up missing in your later years. And I miss it myself. But today we're talking about, I guess, change of habits. And I didn't adapt very well to when I got injured. I've switched to. No, I was going to make a joke about drugs and alcohol, but no, it's not funny. I don't. Not a big drinker at all. Not a taker of drugs. We kind of are in a wait and see mode right now. I'm waiting to hear from my massive podcast listener base to direct me. Should I call the orthopedic surgeon, the fellow Hungarian orthopedic surgeon here in town? Should I call the office, schmooze with the secretary, and try to get things moved up? I don't even have a date when the guy's going to see me. I mean, he hasn't even looked at my stuff yet. Probably going to make an appointment with me and look at it as we're sitting in the room. It's like, yeah, great. Really think it over. Shouldn't say that. You never know. This guy's a professional. But I'm waiting for my my very wide and massive podcast listenership to direct me. Please tweet at me at ALBERTHATHAZI on Twitter. Just look for Albert Hathazi. For the love of my knee, I need to know. I can't make up this decision. But today I just feel like talking as I walk. Normally as I walk, a couple of things I wanted to share with you about that. I listen to music. Now, if you could see me right now, I'm in a almost like a spy state. And what do I mean by that? I've got a toque on that covers my ears, my head, right up to my eyebrows, my sunglasses. Normally what I do is I slip my earbuds, yes, with the microphone, it's not the Apple one, into under my hat and then into my jacket. Now, I love that because I could take telephone calls. I could control Siri, talk to her. She's my little assistant, walks along with me. Anything that comes to my mind, she'll answer, pretty much. Although she should have told me I should call this orthopedic surgeon earlier. She did not. That's something I'll have to take up with Apple support. But I love to be in my own little world. And I love that little portable assistant, Siri. Sure, she's not perfect. Sure, it's a representation digitally of a voice They're making big improvements, though. But I could say, call mom and dads. I could call them, hey, how you doing? What's up today? Did you go to the casino? Did you guys win? What's my inheritance? Is it growing? Joking. I could also call my friends. And I do. We talk for a few minutes. Sometimes there's wind blowing into them. The little microphone. I would talk to you too if you called. It'd be fun. It's kind of neat. We could share something, you know? Now you know what I do when I go on these walks. But normally I do listen to podcasts. Very rarely will I listen to music. Because there's just so many things I'm interested in. Comedy-wise, you know? Some of my favorite podcasts currently are The Irrelevant Show. It's a Canadian podcast, CBC. It's basically a troupe. They write their own comedy. They have music. And they go from city to city. And it's really good. To be honest, I'd love to be a writer for something like that. Maybe a performer, I don't know. I don't know about that part, but I'd love to be a writer for these guys or something similar. I think that's the whole purpose of or the end goal. But before I get to that, the other podcast I listen to is the Carson podcast, Mark Malkoff. Love it. I haven't missed an episode yet. I've got some catching up to do, not much, but I've not missed an episode. The Gilbert Gottfried podcast, the amazing, colossal podcast with Gilbert Gottfried. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Those are really the podcasts I don't miss. Every once in a while, I listen to a friend's podcast who has an interesting guest, or if my friend tells me to recommend it or recommends it, I will listen to that. I do like to hear what my friends are up to. I believe in supporting my friends. You know, I like and share their things. And unfortunately, not necessarily from them, but there's people that don't support, that aren't eager supporters. And it's very funny because they wouldn't be the ones that you think would do that, if you know what I mean. I find that my friends, converting some of my friends, not converting, see, that's the thing, it's not a conversion. You would think that your friends would listen to your stuff, but honestly, they don't. It's like you are really imposing something gross on them, like eating a bowl full of dew worms. I don't understand that. It's weird. Friends that enjoy your humor, but they don't want, I don't know, to figure out how to do this podcast listening thing. Just blows my mind. Where was I going? Oh yeah. One thing I get hung up on, it's a personal thing with this podcast. You know, when I publish this podcast, I use Audio Boom. It's a platform that is changing, that is getting more away from the casual podcaster. The average person, they're going definitely toward big brands. They're making it very clear that the features designed for the average person, the community, small community features, are being stripped away on a monthly basis, practically. Every few months anyway. So when I publish, I have to pick a category. And I choose comedy. But what keeps me from publishing is that I get stuck in my head that I have to be funny all the time because I've labeled it a comedy. I think about what's going to happen if the first time someone listens to my podcast, I'm doing something like this, going for a walk. Honestly, if they don't know who I am, they're not going to care. So this is something that I got to get over. Basically, this podcast is comedy at times, but it's also my life journey. It's me sharing my life journey with you. And thank you for coming on this part of the journey. Stay tuned. The journey is still ongoing, my friend.